This is Rachel Louise-Gerrish reporting for Forge Radio News. I'm here with presidential candidate Chaz. Hi.
God, that's a bit of a terrifying way to refer to yourself, isn't it? My goodness me. Hi, how are we doing?
We're good, thank you.
Excellent stuff.
You've been on stage. You've missed the Twitter storm that's been happening while you were up there.
What Twitter storm has been going on? I'm extremely curious here. What's been talked about?
I say storm, I mean mildly tipsy tweets from some of the team.
That's great. Oh, I do many myself, so that's fine. Good stuff.
So how do you feel like tonight went for you and your campaign?
I think this is... Personally, I think I didn't embarrass myself, which is just about all you can hope for. I do think that I got across some of the main points. I mean, again, it's very, very good to see such a progressive, shall we say, you know, group of people all standing for president. I think there's relatively little difference between us, but I think I put across, you know, the fact that I'm a socialist and I have a realistic expectation of how much we can achieve and how hard I think we're going to have to struggle, really, to change things at Sheffield. But again, as I say, I think I do have a lot of faith in the student body to be able to support me and line up behind us on those campaigns, definitely.
So our listeners can go to our Mixcloud page or onto Audioboo to kind of hear your full interview with us from earlier in the week. But if you could summarise to those people who missed it, your key policies in three sentences.
Gosh, my key policies in three sentences. Well, fortunately, I've got three key policies,
well,
which is
that's
quite useful.
Fantastic.
Firstly, it's opposing the tuition fee increases, opposing privatisation, which is something that our university is looking at, and opposing the cuts to courses as well. Secondly, is to do with democracy on campus. I think we need a much deeper democracy on campus. We need to decide, you know, the things that affect students' lives through, you know, public meetings, through open council meetings, through a much deeper involvement of students in the running of our own lives. And lastly, is to do with representation in democracy, where, you know, at the moment we're talking about having extra offices on the officer team, but unfortunately our student union isn't willing to fund them. I think it's very important we make the arguments that the money is there. They've got very, very large reserves, which they're not willing to dip into. We have to make them willing, shall we say. I think we can do that through campaigning. But I think we need a much broader and more representative officer team as well. So
you're fully in support of the new BME officer role?
100%, yeah, absolutely. And I've worked closely with some of the people who've been leading that campaign as well. Yeah, absolutely.
So how long have you been campaigning for? Because we've been speaking to other candidates who maybe haven't even started campaigning yet.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tough one to sort of judge, I think. But I've been campaigning since Monday. We've been doing bits and pieces here and there, certainly. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing if people haven't started campaigning yet, but I think we felt that because people might be tempted to campaign later, that we'd campaign earlier, because we'd have frankly less competition, let's be honest.
Getting in there with the early votes,
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Chaz for president. Thank you very much, good luck with the campaign.
Thank you very much, cheers.
Thank you.